This is one of the hardest decisions that you can make. One of the hardest decisions. So I'm not promising you some like magic pill, easy button, whatever. But in terms of all the decisions that you can make in your entire life, like no matter what you want to do, no matter what you want to achieve, no matter who you want to be, this one decision is the most liberating decision, the most rewarding decision. It's the decision that once you make it, you are given control over your life, over your destiny. When you make this decision, everything changes. And frankly, I don't know of any successful person in business or in life, really, that didn't make this decision and wouldn't count it as a pivotal moment in their life. So that's what we're going to talk about in today's episode, the most liberating decision you can make. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so what's this, the most liberating decision? You are responsible for your life. Decide right now. Decide. Or don't decide. You don't have to be liberated. But this is the decision. Are you going to choose to be responsible for your life, for everything in your life? Are you going to choose to be responsible for everything? Okay, what the heck do I mean? Actually, a slightly different way to word it. As opposed to saying you are responsible for everything, I think maybe the more useful way to word it is you are responsible to everything. You are responsible to everything. So when we think of responsibilities, we think of like, oh, I have this work to do, whatever, right? There's a completely different way to look at that word, and you break it apart right in the middle. Responsibility. Responsibility. And sure, I'm spelling it a new way too, but being responsible to everything means that you are choosing the ability to respond to whatever comes up in life. You decide your response to everything that happens to you. And like when you do that, and when you choose to be your own leader of your own life and your own leader of your own consciousness and your own leader of your own thoughts and feelings about a situation, you completely shift your relationship with the world at large. And you're shifting your relationship from being at effect, which is, if you're saying, I'm not responsible for what happens to me, I'm not responsible for my life, like this is fate happening to me, and the terrible things that happen are bad fate, and the great things that happen are good luck. It's you just have to sit around and wait for whatever bad or good things might happen to you, and you have no control over where you end up of your destiny. So that's being at effect of the world. You are an effect of the world. Or you can choose to be at cause, saying, hey, I cause my life circumstances. And depending where you're at, this may feel, you may be a little bit angry at me at this idea, saying like, oh, you cause whatever. You cause like where you were born, you cause your genetics, you cause your family, you cause maybe poverty, you cause a bad political system, you cause all these different things. And in a second, I'm going to address that directly. But what you are really at cause at is not necessarily the past. We'll talk about the past, the present, and the future, but you are at a cause of where you are and where you're going. And if you don't like where you are, then go somewhere else. If you don't like the situation that you're in, change it. And choosing to be at cause, choosing to take responsibility for what's going on in your life, like making that decision, choosing to be at cause of your life, allows you to change things. It allows you to design the life that you want. It allows you to create whatever it is that you most want in your life. Like, for example, I graduated from college with an undergrad degree in psychology, which really does not provide that many career options. And I got a job working 40 hours a week answering customer service calls for the local gas company. And so when people didn't pay their bill, if you didn't pay your bill all winter and your service got shut off on the first warm day of spring, I was the guy that you would call and yell at because somehow it was my fault that you didn't pay your gas bill. Well, I knew that wasn't for me. And I knew that I was going to have to create a better life for myself, right? Like, I knew that I wanted something better than that. And so I was researching and I discovered this thing called copywriting, where you can write marketing and get paid well for it. And it wasn't like everything transformed magically in that moment. But I decided that I had a different destiny than the people who'd spent decades answering those terrible customer service calls. And so I chose that different destiny, and I figured out what was necessary. And I said, I am going to cause the outcome that I most desire to happen. And it's only grown from there. It went from copywriting and marketing for an employer to copywriting and marketing for clients to copywriting and marketing to build my own business as well as helping clients. But it's all because I chose to cause this thing that I wanted in my life, as opposed to just saying, oh, guess I ended up here. I guess this is where I'll be. I guess I need to learn to be happy with it. And so at this point, I'll throw out that caveat, right? The world's going to happen. You can't prevent tragedies. Like, you can't prevent a global pandemic from happening just because you believe that you're responsible for everything. This isn't some magical manifestation where you create like this fantasy world and you just believe something and therefore it happens. Like, I believe in manifestation, but I believe in practical manifestation. Like, I'm going to make a decision and I'm going to start taking steps and actions towards whatever I want. And I'm going to develop the habits of the person who has what I want. And I'm going to keep moving towards that, right? And so the world's going to happen. You can't prevent tragedy. It's okay to feel pain. I'm not saying don't feel pain. Like, if some terrible thing has happened to you or some moderately bad thing has happened to you or whatever, right? Like, all of these things happen to us. It's about choosing how we respond and how we relate to these circumstances and whether we're going to let the past and these circumstances that we find ourselves in dictate our present and especially our future, right? It is us choosing the response for, are we going to let all this stuff turn us into an effect of the world? Or are we going to exist acknowledging all of this and maybe having some emotions and feelings about it? And at the same time recognizing, okay, I need to learn from this and I can feel these feelings, but then I'm going to be the captain of this ship. Like, I am the captain of my ship, right? I am the captain of my destiny. And when you do that, you start to decide where the journey of life is going to take you. Now, what you'll notice is that even once you make this decision, yes, it's a great liberating decision, but it does not change everything instantly. It does not change everything instantly. What happens is sometimes you behave more as if you are responsible and you're choosing your responses and you are in control of the ship. You're the captain. And sometimes you'll realize that you're kind of getting tossed around. And one of the best ways to recognize that, right? One of the best ways to recognize, oh, I'm behaving in a way that's maybe taking less control of my life, or I'm behaving in a way that's taking more control of my life, is by seeing the world as a mirror for who you are. And really, like, this is the fundamental thing, right? The world is a mirror, and the world around you, how people interact with you, you are causing it. And if you do some experimentation, you can figure out, okay, if I change this, what response am I getting that's different from the world? How does the world reflect that back to me? So, you know, one thing that I think that a lot of people can agree with is that truism of, hey, if you're having a string of bad relationships, so somebody says, oh, you know, some guy says, oh, my ex-girlfriend, she was terrible. Here's all the way she was terrible. And the one before, she was terrible too. Here's all the way she was terrible. And the one before her, she was terrible too. Here's all the ways that she was terrible. And he goes back and he doesn't have any great relationship that he can speak of. Who is the constant in all of that? He is. Not them, not those women. Like, though, if somebody has a string of bad relationships, and this applies to client relationships too, if one or two, okay. But if it's like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10, all of them, that person is the constant. That person is creating the bad relationships. Those relationships are a mirror for how that person is showing up. And if that person wants a great relationship, they need to work on themselves first. And the same thing applies with your relationships with anybody, and, you know, mine too, right? Or let's say you call up customer service and you get terrible customer service, and the person on the other end of the line is grumpy and they don't want to be talking to you, and they're short with you, and they're, you know, they're yelling at you. Well, what's probably happening, like, is that you're being grumpy to them. You're being terrible to them. What are you doing if you're getting grumpy customer service? If whoever you're speaking with on the phone has a really bad attitude, what are you doing that's causing that? And this is the great thing. What can you do to make it better? I get great customer service. I often get wonderful customer service. I am very empathetic. Even when I'm frustrated with what's going on in the customer service, I will often say something like, oh man, I'm really frustrated. I recognize that, hey, you're in this situation where you have this thing, like, I'm asking for this help and you cannot help me. I'm going to just tell you that I am frustrated and I think that's stupid and I don't like it. I'm not mad at you, but I'm sure, like, upset about this situation. And you know what happens? There's this, like, human-to-human connection that's outside of that customer service where they can still connect with me and try to provide me whatever help they can provide. Because a lot of people in customer service, when I was answering those customer service calls on for the gas company, like, there were times where I couldn't do anything, and there were times when I could do things. And, you know, if somebody's yelling at me, I pretty much can't do anything. But if somebody, even if they're grumpy, but they can speak with me like a freaking human being, we could usually come to some sort of resolution, or at least take a next positive action, right? Or how about this? Like, if you're a copywriter or a consultant or coach or, you know, whatever service provider, and you work with client businesses, and you're trying to land clients, you're trying to get clients. Let's say you are a copywriter, right? You're trying to get copywriting clients. You get on the phone with them, and no matter what, they talk to you, and you don't get the deal. You don't close the deal. And you're like, why are these clients not confident in me? Well, if the world is a mirror, what's that saying about you? Are you confident in you, in your ability to solve their problem, to get them the result? Do you have confidence that if they hire you, that they're going to get their money's worth? I'll tell you, I didn't always as a copywriter. You know, the one thing that I developed confidence in is I'm willing to do the work and keep working to try and figure it out until we get the result that we want. And I'll do that more than most other people in my situation. And so if you're with me on that, we'll figure out how to get you the result. And so I could be confident in that, and the clients could be confident in me. Long before I was ever confident in, hey, if there's a challenge with getting leads, customers, sales, profits, whatever, let me know and I'll help create a solution, and I'm confident in that, right? And so how is the world reflecting back to you your internal state and your willingness to take responsibility for whatever outcome that you want? And so going back to the whole like past, present, future thing, right? We don't really control what's happened in the past. We can't change our past. I can't change what happened to you 20 minutes ago, right before you started this video. I can't change what happened to you 2 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, however long. I can't change your childhood. I can't change your upbringing. I can't change the culture or place in which you were born. I can't change any of that. Neither can you. The past is something that we can't change. And, you know, no matter what happened in the past, we can't change those things. We do have the opportunity right now, in this moment, like going to meditation, like the moment where you're taking the breath, right? Meditation is so powerful because it brings you into this present moment, to this moment where you are being in the world, where you are doing in the world, like whether you're just sitting or you are, you know, cranking out copy, or you are, playing a sport, whatever, no matter what you're doing, you can only do it right now in this very moment. And so the present, this present moment right now is your power. It is your power to take responsibility. It is your power to make this decision. It's your power to be at cause for whatever behavior you're going to do. It's your power to practice the habits that lead to the outcome that you want. And it's always only what you do in this present moment that dictates anything going forward, right? It's like an hourglass shape where all of the past is behind you, and it's coming in and it meets in this present moment. And then all of the future possibilities are in front of you. But what you do in that present moment is going to dictate what is in that future. And that's all about your choice of taking responsibility for how you will respond to whatever, any circumstance in your life, any events, any whatever. And what you're going to take responsibility for doing to create the outcomes that you want in your life. And the future, then it will be decided by what you do in the present and your choice to be at cause of what you're willing to accept and what you want and what destiny you want to create, all by what you're doing in this present moment. So if you have throughout your life or throughout the day today or whatever felt like, man, life is happening to me, or things are hard, and there's all these terrible things that have turned me into a victim of circumstance, and life isn't happening the way that I want it to because, you know, other people or other forces in the world or whatever are keeping me down. The first thing that you have to do if you want any of that to change, all of that to change, and again, I never promised that this would be easy. In fact, it's probably harder to make this decision and go with this than to just pretend like you're a complete victim of circumstance and ad effect of the world. But the first thing that has to happen is you have to decide that you are at threshold, that you are going to cross the threshold from being at effect of the world to at cause of the world around you, the world at large, the destiny you most desire. And you cross that threshold by saying, something has to change. Something has to change. It has to be me. And it has to be now. Something must change. It has to be me. That's taking responsibility, right? That's choosing to be a cause instead of an effect. Something has to change. It has to be me. And it has to be now, in this moment, because this moment is all we have. What do you think? Are you ready? Like, you could say it right now. Something must change. It has to be me. And it has to be now. And then go apply that. Go choose to be at cause in your world. Go choose to be responsible for everything that you want, the destiny that you most desire to come true. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 in the comments with this episode or a review how valuable you found this and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What are you going to do as a result of this? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you and so the magical algorithms of the internet will share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to BreakthroughMarketingSecrets.com where my daily content mostly focuses on copywriting and marketing, but also all sorts of personal development lessons like this that are completely relevant for you as a copywriter, a marketer, entrepreneur. And hey, if you want to go deeper into this type of content, I have a multi-year relationship that goes back years with my coach, Joseph Rodriguez. And a while ago, I asked him to sit down and actually pour out all of his most powerful pinnacle performance habits. And he put them into a mind map. And then he did 8 hours worth of training on pinnacle performance habits, where if you are choosing to be responsible, if you want to be the leader of your own life, these are the things that you practice, that you learn, that you develop, the habits that you develop to create whatever success that you want in life. And I'll include a link to that. It's part of my BTMS Insiders training library, which is like Netflix for copywriting and marketing and entrepreneurship training, where you pay one low monthly fee and you get access to everything. I'll include a link to that in the description with this episode as well, so you can check that out. I'm Roy Furr. This is your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it in this episode, and I will catch you again next time. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.